boy talk. Girls run the world. Girls. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to a very, very happy edition of the broadcast.
Friday!
It is Friday. So many good things happening today. I am Vicky Barcelona. Across from me is Taryn Daly.
Yo, girls.
And we also have the lovely roommate for now, Melissa.
Aw, hi.
Don't leave, Melissa.
Well, she'll be on the podcast. She has no choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Relocation is not an excuse for leaving the podcast.
No. Like, we've already established that when she moves, that she probably just gets a key anyways. And she can come in and use the grill whenever they want.
Of course. We're definitely doing that.
And how far are you guys moving?
We're moving to downtown Ballard.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll be really close.
Like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
We kind of did that on purpose.
Just take 15th down, no BD. Mm-hmm.
Yep, awesome. So it works. It's fine. How can people get a hold of us, Taryn?
We've got a phone number. It's 253-271-9343. Or if you want to shoot us an email, it's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter. It's thebroadcast999, I believe.
On Twitter.
Yes, and Facebook. So just find us. Talk to us. We're all pretty awesome, I think.
I think we're amazing. I might be biased. I might be, a little bit.
So big news. Today, as a lot of you guys have probably seen on Facebook, marriage equality is now the law of the land. Everywhere across the United States, not just Washington, not just those few states, the entire country, you can marry who you love, male or female, which is an awesome day. It's a day worth celebrating, I think.
Equality is finally, you know, a nationwide thing.
I feel like it's kind of silly that this is a thing or people are upset about this.
Well, especially because it doesn't affect... The only people that it affects directly are the people who want that right, you know, or who have been waiting for that right. Those are the people that are affected. Everyone else, I mean, I'm affected in the way that I feel good and I'm happy, but
it's like, I'm going to be attending a lot more weddings.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to be great for the economy.
Yeah.
Think about how many more weddings there are going to be. That's a hell of a lot more cakes, a lot of flowers.
My favorite sign I saw, it says, it's like gay marriage equals more cake.
Yes. It's all good. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it doesn't, you know, anybody who's going to talk about how, you know, it's hurting them directly, like, you're so full of it that it's not going to affect your daily life at all.
And I respect everyone having their own opinion. That's fine. If you don't like it, that's fine. But I also going to respect the fact that I have a block button on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm not afraid of using it.
I've been using it all day, girl.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people that just got bounced up out my friend list.
So that's what's going on. But I did, there is a show that we've talked about, and I know, I think, have you, Melissa, you've seen the first episode maybe of Sense 8? Or maybe your boyfriend
did. I think
you
made me watch.
Well, it wasn't. I made you. I was watching it and you came home and I was nice enough to restart.
You pretty much just like forced me on this. Okay.
Sit down and enjoy this.
Okay, well, you've seen one episode and get the main idea. It's all
these. What is it called?
Sense 8.
Sense 8?
It's really cool. It's made by the Wachowski siblings, which is the same people that did The Matrix, Cloud Atlas and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And like a lot of their movies, they did Jupiter Ascending recently, which wasn't the greatest of movie. It was visually stunning, but not the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to have a TV show that goes over the span of 11 episodes, I think was a great move. And this show is really fascinating. Not as sci-fi as you might think it is.
Yeah.
But you really get involved, like really attached to these eight characters. The more it goes on. Some people say it's a little slow because you're trying to, you know, get the feel of these characters, what their lives are. But that's what I loved about it. That's what made me keep watching it. And in one of the episodes, Nomi, who's one of the main characters, she's transgendered also. The actress is also transgendered, gave this speech in episode 2 that I really liked and I'm going to play for you guys. It's not the greatest quality because it's somebody who filmed it directly from their TV and posted it on YouTube's. But if you watch episode 2, if you have Netflix, go check it out. I would have gotten the Netflix version, but I do not know the password.
Ah.
Because we share the password with roommates.
Oh, yes. So
who knows the password?
Steve, what's the password?
He makes the most complicated passwords. Once I was trying to log in because he had to change the password because he couldn't remember the password. So he changed it. And he decided to make the most complicated password. And I'm trying to like log in because I'm like, what is it? And he's like, it's this. And I'm like, I can't. I've been doing it for like the last 20 minutes and I can't log in. He's like, did you put the period at the end?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I thought that was the end of your sentence, not the freaking password, jerk. So you guys get this awesome version, but I do recommend you check out this show. So it's a little long, but I'm going to play it.
I've been thinking about my life. and all of the mistakes that I've made. The ones that stay with me, the ones that I regret, are the ones that I made because of fear. For a long time, I was afraid to be who I am because I was taught by my parents that there's something wrong with someone like me. Something offensive, something you would avoid, maybe even pity. Something that you could never love. My mom, she's a fan of St. Thomas Aquinas. She calls pride a sin. And of all the venal and mortal sins, St. Thomas saw pride as the queen of the seven deadlies. He saw it as the ultimate gateway sin that would turn you quickly into a sinaholic. That hating isn't a sin on that list. Neither is shame. I was afraid of this parade because I wanted so badly to be a part of it. For that part of me that was once too afraid to march. And for all the people who can't march, the people living lives like I did. Today I march to remember that I'm not just a me. I'm also a we. We march with pride. So
yeah, so I wanted to share that with you guys, especially with Pride being this weekend, and I freaking love it.
That's super powerful. And I think people can relate to that in many different, you know, facets of life, not being just a me, being a we. We're never alone in anything that we might be facing or dealing with or struggling with or fighting for. We're never totally alone. You just got to find, you got to find your we, you know, yeah. And be proud of that. It's awesome.
So I think today is a day to celebrate for many reasons. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
You know, marriage equality. So why don't we, you know, get the party started?
Oh, yeah. And being that I've been married and divorced once, I'm like, I think everybody deserves a shot. And if you don't get it right the first time, that's okay, too. You know, it's all right. But everybody should have the right to at least give it the good old college try.
And I know for a fact that Melissa and I, we're going to go out tonight and celebrate. I'm probably going to try to go to Pride as much as I can this weekend. By the way, if you see me there, please come up, say hi. It'd be great to meet you. But, you know, we're going to have a few drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you like to play the drinking games. I know we play beer pong a lot at my house.
I still love going back to Kings. Like, from college, we used to always play Kings.
That's a classic.
It's a classic, but you can only play, you know, what is it? I never? You can only do I never so many times with the same people. And then you know all of their crap.
Or you're with, like, our roommate Steve. Who likes to do, like, I've never had, you know.
And gets real specific.
Yeah, but you know, stuff like gender specific. He's like, oh, I've never had, you know, menstruation. Or, you know,
I've never played with.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Me either. Wink.
Nice. But I found this list on, I think, BuzzFeed or one of these places of drinking games you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Which I'm always down for. And I've given us, you know, I spread out the list because there's 14 of them. Taryn, I believe you have the first page.
I do have the first page.
You want to give us the rundown of what you got?
I love this. I love all of these, by the way. I'm playing them all tonight. Number one is the most likely game. Most likely.
Most likely is what it's called.
Most likely. Everyone sits in a circle and one player asks a most likely question, like, who would be most likely to fill in the blank, whatever it might be. Who would be most likely to eat someone else's sandwich out of the refrigerator at work? Or it could be who's most likely to get laid this weekend. Anything like that. On the count of three, everyone points to whoever they think would be most likely to do whatever act was mentioned.
I feel like this would be great for a big...
Totally.
A big one.
Totally. Like, if it's like three of you, that might not be as fun. But if there's like, you know...
10 of you?
Oh, that'd be a blast. So you have to take a drink for every person who is pointing at you. Okay, maybe not like 20 people.
Well, I feel like
15 drinks.
I feel like what would be fair if there is that many people to be like, okay, for every five you get, that equals one drink.
Yes.
Or a sip
or
something.
Or like top it out. Like if you have more than five fingers, just, you know, take whatever. But I think that's amazing.
Who is most likely to get laid this weekend? Actually, I feel like we'd all be pointing at each other here.
Well, yeah, I think we're all going to get laid this weekend.
Oh, good.
Hopefully.
I like
to assume, Melissa.
Now the real question is, who's going to get laid first?
Wait, what time are you getting
laid? All right.
Okay. I'm going to see Brad at about 11 o'clock tonight.
Oh, okay. I will totally beat you, so.
Yeah. I will not, because Melissa's going to get home before I do. And I'm still going to the gym after this.
That is so awesome.
I'm going to get home. She's like, I win.
I got to go.
She'll come home.
I can't wait till you like post later, like, I win.
Yeah, no, she's going to come home and her boyfriend's like, we have to have sex. What? It's like, it's for a contest. Shut up. Let's just do this.
I have to win. Oh, so Melissa's definitely most likely to get laid first today or this weekend. The second game is Straight Face.
All right.
And I like this one too. This has me written all over it. All players write sentences on a small piece of paper. What kinds of sentences? Ones that you would find ridiculous, inappropriate, that anyone would struggle to read or hear, and you have to keep a straight face while you read it.
That would be really fun.
I think that would be a blast.
There's a game kind of like it you can buy, and it's, I forget what it's called. I played it with some friends, and it wasn't even a drinking game. We played it because we didn't have Cards Against Humanity. But it was basically, you draw a card, and it says something along the lines of, what are things a dictator should never do? And somebody wrote, you know, lick something. And the word he used, it wasn't even the bad word. It's something kids call each other. And I was dying. I could not even say it. I was gasping for breath. So this would be a fun game.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I think that would be hysterical. And I know depending on who you gather in your group, you could strategically get people that would be really freaking good at this game. That would be so good at making you laugh. People that work in this building, I feel like, could be really good at this. Number three, drunken artists.
Huh.
It is a version of Pictionary. Being bad at drawing will get you drunk in this game. Players take turns being the timer and being the artist. At the beginning of each round, the timer will whisper a word to the artist and start the clock. As the artist draws the word on a large pad of paper, the rest of the players shout out what they think the picture is supposed to be. After someone guesses correctly, the timer looks at how many seconds have passed. The artist has to take a drink for every 20 seconds that went by before someone figured out what they were drawing.
Huh. Drunken Pictionary.
So the faster and more like, you know, and the higher quality artist you are, the less you're going to have to drink. If you're a crappy artist with no imagination or creativity, you're in big trouble.
How well do you think you'd do?
Horribly.
I'm like, Pictionary is my thing. I love Pictionary. I'm an old school Pictionary player, but that doesn't necessarily mean... There's people I play Pictionary with now that kind of know me. Like, we kind of know each other, you know? So we have a little bit of an edge. So, like, I know if Brad and I were ever partners in Pictionary, we would dominate. But if I was paired up with, like, a stranger, it could be bad.
This is pretty awesome.
But I would like to do that game. I think that would be really
fun.
Next
party, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah. And then if the artwork is so bad that the group just gives up and no one guesses it, then the artist has to take a shot.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. Now, I only have a few on number four. I think you have my other words.
Yes.
Here we go. So number four is sip, sip, shot.
Sip, sip, shot.
Sip, sip, shot. That just sounds
Awful.
That sounds wasted right there. It's the adult version of Duck Duck Goose.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We have some a-hole friends. This may not be good.
Yes, they would, like, gang up on you and ruin your night. Everyone sits in a circle and plays, and one player goes around bopping people on the head, telling them to sip. Each bopped person takes a sip of their drink until the bopper chooses someone to say shot to. The shot person has to leap up, chase the bopper around the circle, and try to tag them. If they succeed, they take over as the bopper. If they do not succeed, they have to take a shot.
I feel like this would be a perfect one when you go camping or you're out, like, outside enjoying nature.
Like, in the living room, this could be very dangerous.
In a large area.
Yeah, because I was thinking, can we do this at our house? Nope.
No.
Like, somewhere with no sharp corners.
Yeah, maybe our backyard. We have a tiny little backyard, which
Your backyard is awesome.
Probably the size of the studio, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And taking out all the furniture and whatnot. But
Yeah. Sip, shot.
Yeah, no, I feel like you'd have to implore the rule, no more, you can't pick the same person twice in a row, or more than two times in a row.
So they're not getting totally screwed.
Yes. Anywho, what's next on the list, Melissa?
Number five is, I'm going to the bar, and it starts with a question. Did you ever play the game, I'm going on a picnic? And I have no idea what that is.
I've never played that game.
So this is like that, only with drinks.
I have no idea what that means.
But there's drinks involved, so yay!
Yeah. So the first person begins by saying, I'm going to the bar and I need to get a mojito or any other alcoholic beverage. And after that, the ensuing players repeat the drink that the previous player said, but add another drink to the list as well. Here's an example of what you'd have to say a few rounds in. I'm going to the bar and I need a mojito, a tequila shot, a gin and tonic, and a hot toddy. You keep going and going until someone messes up. So it's kind of like...
So you got to remember the order.
Like, I'm going to the grocery store, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And almost like a... I don't want to say like the Simon Says game where it's like red, blue, you know, you have to remember the order.
Yes.
The whole way around.
Yes.
That
if
one's
you mess
simple,
up the order, you drink.
Like bop it.
Yeah. Or bop it. Yes, thank you. That's what I was thinking of. Bop it.
It's like pull it. Bop it.
I feel like we have the game here, Taryn.
Yes, totally. Totes my goats.
That game is way too stressful.
It is. It's very stressful.
So is Simon. What is it? Simon Says, the little color one.
Was it called Simon?
Is it Simon something, right?
Or was it just Simon?
Colors?
Or Simon. Yeah, it was the colors.
I think it was just called Simon.
It's like red, you know, it's like,
yes.
But it didn't even say anything. It was just
the
like
pattern.
The colors, like boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Anywho.
Okay. Anyway.
Next on the list.
It's called Bite the Bag. So you put a bag on the ground and have everyone stand in a circle around it. One by one, each player has to lean over and pick up the bag using their mouth.
Oh, my God.
You cannot use your hands in any way. If you can't pick up the bag, you have to drink. After everyone makes an attempt, it's on to round two. Someone snips an inch off the top of the bag and each player tries again. Round three, another inch is trimmed off. Round four, you get the picture. And this keeps going and going until all that's left of the bag is the very bottom.
So, like, is this like you have to bend down? Is it good if you're flexible? Is that what I'm guessing?
But I'm wondering, like, what kind of bag? Paper or plastic?
It's got to be paper, I would think. Like a paper bag that stands up.
Yeah. Huh.
A plastic bag would be a nightmare. A saliva.
Oh, my
nightmare.
God. Oh. Just share. This is a good game for people that you don't mind sharing spit with.
Yeah. All right. I don't think I'll play that one, but it is interesting.
Okay.
I think I have part of yours right here.
Oh. No. This is the full.
What number are you on?
Seven.
Oh, wait, no. I lied. Eight. Okay. I have your eight. Okay. Go ahead.
So it's called True or False Story Time. Everyone writes down various nouns on pieces of paper. When it's your turn, you select a piece and roll the dice, not letting anyone see what number you rolled. If you roll an even number, you need to tell a true story from your life involving whatever was written on the piece of paper. If you roll an odd, you make up the story.
Mm. I like that.
So everyone listens to your story and guesses if it's true or false. If they're wrong, then they drink.
I like
that.
And then
if they're right, you drink.
That's actually, that's really simple. That's another good camping one.
Yeah. I remember doing like something kind of similar as an icebreaker, like at like a work retreat back in the day when they were like, come up with two truths and a false, you know, and then everyone has to guess which one is not true about you or something
like
that.
That.
It was kind of fun. Just getting to know your neighbors, you know. And if there's alcohol involved, you know, that'd be even cooler.
I think we played that game for a while on the morning show a couple years ago. We would play something like it where it's like, okay, is this true or not? And I said something like, I caught my teacher having sex with a student and because I caught him, he gave me good grades for the rest of the semester. Like in college.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, yeah, that's totally true. Nope, not true.
Not at all.
My college experience was not as cool as that. Anywho, what is the next one, Melissa?
It's called Slip It In. And you've
Ooh.
Got it. Oh, okay.
I'll let you read it.
I can
Part
read
of yours.
I like reading.
Slip It In.
So Slip It
Phrasing.
In
Phrasing.
Before your guests arrive, brainstorm a slip it in phrase for each person who's coming to your party. This is a phrase that they'll endeavor to slip into casual conversation over the course of the night without anyone realizing it. So possible phrases is, I think you'd be in Hufflepuff, or I hate the taste of coconut water, or I'm going to stop watching Game of Thrones. And then if you use your phrase and 5 minutes go by without anyone noticing, you get to make everyone else drink.
So everyone knows your phrase at the beginning of the...
No, nobody knows the phrase, but you keep slipping it in, trying to see if anybody will notice. Why are they still saying this? And if 5 minutes have gone by, nobody notices it. But then that... But I'm assuming you have to tell people beforehand.
Yes.
Hey, there's a phrase I'm going to be saying, or...
Yeah, or there's a game I'm playing. Yeah. Or
at least after the first round, make everyone drink, okay?
Yes.
Just be on the lookout. But I thought what I feel like is a Steve...
A roommate game,
because he's done stuff like that. We've played, I think it's one of the King's versions that he does, where he picks a word. We've done that. Something.
It's a card game, I think.
Or something.
I don't know.
Where you can't say a word or something.
Yeah, you can't say a certain word, or you pick a word, and every time someone says that word, you make them drink.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. So many drinking games, but let's go on to number 9. It's called If You Know What I Mean. It's like, have you ever watched Whose Line Is It Anyways? Then you've probably seen a version of this game that doesn't involve drinking. So two people are giving a scene or a situation. For instance, you're at a restaurant, and they go back and forth, trading remarks, ending with the phrase, if you know what I mean. Whoever runs out of vaguely sexually sounding phrases first has to drink.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, hey, I need another fork, if you know what I mean. It was just like back and forth. Oh, that'd be fun. Almost like a...
That looks slippery, if you know what I mean.
That doesn't even need to be a drinking game. That could just be life.
Yeah, that is life.
That's like,
that
just
is
like,
my
that's
life.
That's what she said, if you know what I mean.
I actually really like that. Yeah, I don't need a drink for that.
That would be fun, though. I do like dirty things.
Number 10, attached to the hip. This game will bring you closer together. Literally. Elbows, ears, butts, pinky fingers, write body parts and slips of paper on a piece and place them in a pile.
Oh my gosh.
All the players break up into pairs and each duo is assigned a body part. Everyone must stay attached to their partner by that part for as long as they can. Every time someone separates, they have to take a shot. Could you imagine, like, you can be mean and say ears. That's not easy, especially if you want to go get
it. That would be very challenging.
But I'm like, pinkies would be funny, feet... Like, I know when we play, there's a version where you have to have a partner, where you have to be connected to somebody in one of, like, the versions we play of King's Cup, where you have to be just touching the other person.
Yeah.
So the way my roommate Steve and I get around that loophole when we're stuck together, we'll just, under the table, we'll link ankles.
Oh!
Aw, how
so
cute.
That's adorable. That way I have my arms free, I don't have anybody, you know, hot breath near me or anything like that, and it's just like, okay, cool. And then when it's over, you're done.
I love it.
Yep, that one seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
Number 11 is called Medusa.
Mm.
Everyone sits around in a circular table covered with a ton of full shot glasses or jello shots. Players begin the game with their heads down on the table. On the count of three, everyone looks up and stares at another player. If you find yourself looking at someone who isn't looking at you, you're safe. If you find yourself looking directly at someone else's eyes, you shout Medusa and take a shot. Keep this going until all the shots are gone.
Oh my gosh. So do both people have to take a shot?
I think so, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
It's like if you're looking at somebody who's looking at the person next to them, you're like, okay, I'm safe. But if you're looking
but if
directly...
if we look at each other, like, Medusa.
Yeah, Medusa. That's kind of fun.
That's my favorite, I think.
I'm digging that. 12, revolving ping pong. Everyone revolves around a ping pong table, taking turns serving the ball. One person serves and then quickly passes their paddle off to the person beside them so they're ready to go when the ball comes back. Meanwhile, the same passing off is occurring on the other side. So basically, you serve. Next person. Okay, cool. It's constantly moving. There's another variation I think we've played. It's baseball ping pong.
I don't know.
You can look up the rules. I know our roommate, again, him with
another
his drinking
Steve game.
Another Steve game. He's like, Vicky, come play beer. You know, I'm like, it's a Wednesday. He's like, well, I want to practice. But it was kind of fun. Like you do, you know, you kind of move around the table. There's a cup, I think, at each base.
Ah.
So I think depending on how you make, if you make it in, somebody else has to drink or whatever, something along those lines. Two more. I'll read the last one. Read 13, and whoever wants to read the last one can read the last one. 13 is concoctions. Here's a game for people with strong stomachs. Get some dye. And have everyone head to the kitchen one at a time. Players roll the die. If you roll a four, the other players will put together a little treat for you made up of four items. For instance, a Dorito chip topped off with a bit of mustard, some onion dip, and an M&M. Will you eat it? If you do, they have to drink. If you won't, you have to drink. Bon appetit.
Ugh.
That sounds awful. That's like something you do at the beginning of the night, because if you're really drunk, you don't want to puke that up.
That also sounds like a game that you'd play if you were really stoned, because at that point, that might actually sound good. I'm like, dude, man, I totally want a Dorito with some onion dip and mustard.
Mustard and an M&M.
God, man.
All right. Who wants to read the last one? Number 14.
You can read it.
All right. Okay. I wanted to share. I didn't want to take the last one. 14 is cup swap. Each player needs two cups, one that is full of some sort of alcoholic beverage and one that is empty, and a spoon. Participants have 1 minute to transfer as much as their drink as possible from one cup to the other using the spoon.
Oh my gosh.
When the minute is up, you have to drink whatever is left in the original cup.
Wow.
That's kind of funny.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. And what is that called?
Cup swap.
Cup swap.
That is an outdoor game.
Yeah. Definitely. That could get messy.
We'll post the list on the broadcast Facebook page. And a lot of these are really fun. I think I would love to do these.
I'm going to play some of this weekend.
Yeah, I'll post them. You guys can check it out. Play it this weekend. If you guys do, take us pictures. Send them to us. That'd be great.
Hell yes.
Please drink responsibly. Don't get, blackout.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, please.
PSA,
when you're drinking,
use Uber or a cab.
Or
a designated driver.
Don't get blackout drunk and cause irreparable brain damage or hurt people. Anyways. Yeah. But what is one of the craziest things that's happened when you guys have played drinking games?
Oh my gosh.
I know,
gosh. Well, we came up with a really stupid idea in college to watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean? Mm-hmm.
Caribbean?
Caribbean?
I say Caribbean.
I say Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know. Can I say both?
I say Caribbean.
It depends.
I've never been there, so maybe if I went, I could learn the appropriate way. we played the game, every time you see a boat, you drink. Every time you see a boat, you take a shot. And I think there was four of us, and we killed a fifth in minutes. I mean, it was okay, well, that was dumb.
Disclaimer, drink responsibly.
Yeah, don't play Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean.
I can't think of anything, a unique game that we have played.
What's the one called? Oh, Buffalo. Have you guys heard of Buffalo?
No.
So Buffalo is where you have to drink out of your non-dominant hand. So are you guys right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Right? All right? Yeah. Okay. So we'd all have to drink out of our left hand. If I catch you drinking out of your right hand, I say, Buffalo! And then you have to drink.
You have to drink your whole drink or just
I think you just take a sip. So it's just a casual game that you can play while you're doing other things. Like you it's not like you have to sit around and watch each other drink.
That'll be tricky. Like you can probably put a sticker to prove which one's your non-dominant or your dominant.
Oh yeah. And I mean
cuz some like you're the left-handers are going to freaking cheat.
Lefties, you cheaters.
We're all righties here.
Yeah.
Damn you lefties.
Yeah, I think that one's called Buffalo. And I feel like there's some other thing like There's another rule in Buffalo or something. But anyway, that's basically it. You have to drink out of your
I would totally tape a freaking solo cup to my hand. Duct tape it the whole night.
Do not switch hands.
It's like I feel like isn't that a thing? Do people duct tape 40s to their hands?
What is Edward 40 hands?
What is that for?
It's for a total blackout is what it's for.
Ugh.
It's the worst idea ever. Like so you tape two 40s. I did this in college too. All these came in college. You tape two 40s. This is a terrible idea. Like I do not condone this at all. Tape two 40s to your hands and you have to drink them before you can take them off. And the horrible thing is when you have to go to the bathroom, one of your friends has to go with you that's not playing and unbutton your pants for you.
Well, that's even worse if you're a chick.
Oh, it's horrible.
For a guy, you can, maybe at least kind of like, especially if you're wearing
wiggle
your pants
down.
Your pants down.
Wiggle it out.
Wiggle.
Do a little wiggle. Yeah, and then hold it with your 40s.
I feel like some guys don't even hold it. I feel like they could just probably lean.
Yeah.
Like just put their head up on the wall and just kind of lean, depending if they're at a bar. I don't know how that works with a toilet. I don't know. I don't have a pee-pee. I don't know.
I don't have a pee-pee either. So Edward 40 Hands is like I said, there's not one ounce of me that's recommending this game. It's horrible.
Because I've heard it's sung in raps and
really?
TV. I think it was what is that band? Hollywood Undead. They're a mixture of emo, screamo, rock, and rap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I drink so much they call me Charlie 40 Hands is the line. That's why I was
gosh.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Edward 40 Hands. It's terrible.
Yeah, when I listened to it when I was 17, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Oh my gosh.
Anywho's.
Any other drinking games that you like?
Or drinking stories, I guess, at this point.
Yeah,
since
I don't have really any drinking games, just because I get drunk really fast, so it doesn't, drinking
she's
games
so
are really
she's a dream
aiming
date.
For me.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. There was one. I know I played a card game one time in college, and I was so drunk, I ended up throwing the entire deck at the cat.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't my cat, if that helps.
I don't like that cat staring at me.
You're not the boss of me.
Get out of your cat.
That was actually the first time I was drunk in high school.
If you're going to go big,
high school
go
or
big.
College?
That was high school.
Oh, that was high school.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I had orientation at Western the next day. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful. Damn you, cat.
I never actually got drunk in my 4 years of high school. I drank once. And I didn't get drunk.
I don't think drinking games were really popular when I was in high school.
Or we just didn't know what the hell we were doing.
No, I definitely didn't know what the hell I was doing. I only got drunk a few times. Like, my senior year, it was on. But before that, I didn't really do much.
No, the first time I ever got drunk, I was 17. I graduated when I was 17. So it was like 2 weeks after I graduated. And we were in Europe. And it was our last day in Spain, and we all decided to get drunk. Because everyone else was getting drunk in their hotel rooms, which was a big no-no. We went with the school class, and they said, if we catch you drinking, not with us. Because if your parents signed the waiver, you could have wine and beer at dinner or at lunch, but you have to be with the teacher.
Yeah.
We'd still, you know, have wine with lunch when we were away from the teacher. But if they caught us with alcohol in our room, then we were going to get sent back on our parents' dime. So we
had to behave.
So we had one or two people at all times not drink.
Yeah.
And that was me the entire trip because I would babysit. One guy got really drunk. He was like yelling all festively outside the window. Woo! Not like anything bad. And then he started running around this hotel in France.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you're running by the teacher's room. You don't think she's going to wake up and hear that? And so we all like wrangle him. And one guy ran out because I ran out of my room. I see the kid flying. This other guy runs in, by the way, the hottest guy on the trip.
Ooh.
By the way, the football player runs out in his underwear, just books it, grabs the skinny kid and just takes him back to his room. It's like, we're not getting in trouble because
of
that.
Shut up, man.
And they were drunk on absinthe, too.
Oh, shoot. That'll get you beaming.
He's like, I want a party with Bacardi. I'm hanging out with the Tooth Fairy, man. I'm like, I don't even think that's the right fairy, no. But all right. But then I got drunk the very last night. We were there and I made everyone else babysit me. I'm
that's
like, my
good.
Turn, my turn.
That's really good.
But yeah, that was a crazy night. That's a story I don't really, I'll tell you guys off mic.
Oh, yeah. Off the record.
Off the record. But yeah, I was always so scared. I was so nervous to drink before I was 21.
Oh yeah.
And even then I didn't really start drinking till I was 22.
Yeah.
But,
well, in college, it was like, I was from Stanwood and a pretty good kid. I wasn't bad. I wasn't horrible, but I wasn't great. But when I went to college, it was like, my parents are 6 hours away. I am going to get loco. And I did. I was my freshman year was a total drunken blur.
Because
you just have to get it out of your system, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I used to wake up at the sorority, like, because I didn't live in the sorority my freshman year, the first half of my freshman year, I lived in a dorm, but I would crash at the sorority all the time. And there would be many times where I'd wake up on, like, the fourth floor, you know, on the floor with, like, you know, things hanging out everywhere. I'm like, what? Did you even put clothes on when you got home? What are you doing? There are people walking around. Idiots. Idiots. I was very stupid.
Well, at least you got out of your system.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And I always would end up, I never puked like in a bed, you know, on the floor. I always made it to the bathroom if I got, you know, sick or out in the planter, you know. Fancy.
You know, that counts.
It's like composting.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I oh God, it was bad. Oh. I hate puking. Now, especially as like a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
I've just called myself a grown-up. I am so not a grown-up. I'm trying. But if I
legally you are.
Oh God. If I puke now, it's like
awful.
It's horrible. And then I have like the shame.
Of
you know,
puking, like,
I'm
did this to myself.
I'm an ass. You're a terrible person. So yeah, I hate being that drunk now. I mean, I like getting drunk, but I don't like being so drunk that I puke or have a terrible hangover.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm 25 now, and I didn't, like I said, I didn't start drinking until I was like 22-ish, but in the, well, almost 26. So in these last 3 years, the hangovers have increasingly gotten worse.
Yes.
And I'm not a fan of this.
No.
But 3 years, I'm 25. I shouldn't be having these stupid hangovers. I had a really bad one last weekend. And it was, okay, this is going to be really graphic, but I had stuff to do. I had to wake up early and drop off, Hi, Dave.
Our boss is Hair Club
is checking us out through the window. He's like, what's going on?
There's so many girls here.
The estrogen level is increasing.
What is going on?
But I had to wake up early and go to Tacoma for the Board Game Expo. And I thought I was going to puke. And I thought it was going to be one of those days where you're puking all day.
Ugh.
So I'm like, okay, Vicky, get out of your system. Just puke now before you leave. It turns out I didn't have to puke, but I made myself puke for no reason. And it was not pleasant. But I could just hear my roommate just, hey, Vicky, do you need some water? I'm like, I'm fine. It's like, do you want some pineapple? I'm like, I'm good, thanks. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
It's the shame, though. You feel bad.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Not just because, you know, you physically feel bad, but you're like...
Well, the people I've been staying with in Fremont, my good friends Jesse and Steve, they live literally right in the center of where Solstice was held last weekend.
Oh, nice.
And so they just see, like, the craziest, most drunken insanity. And Jesse said that there was a guy, a younger kid, you know, he's probably
21.
Some 21-year-old frat boy, puking in their grass, like, sitting up and, like, throwing up on his own legs and stuff.
Oh.
And so she took him down, like some crackers on a little plate and a water and brought it out. So I know, I'm like, you're the sweetest person, but he looks up and goes... Oh, where did you come from? You're the caretaker. And I was like, so now we started calling her the caretaker. But I mean, I always remember, like, it was like saltines and water. Like, that's how you're going to cure your drunken self. But it does help. It definitely does help.
Pickle juice, isn't that your thing? Or
it's not my thing.
It's your boyfriend's thing?
To beat a hangover?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's got salt and other things in it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get hangovers because...
I was going to say, do you even get a hangover?
No,
I don't think I've ever seen you.
I sober up after, like, an hour of getting drunk.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But
that's just
her
genes.
Yeah. She will have... We hung out at the house once. We didn't really have anything to do. We were going to go out later to GameWorks that night, but we had, like, 5 hours to kill.
Oh, my God.
So Melissa's like, what can we do? Oh, we could get day drunk. She's like, I like that idea. What? Okay. Let's do it.
Did we podcast that morning and then you guys went and got day drunk?
Possibly.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I feel like I knew that this was happening and I was jealous.
I don't know. it's like our thing now.
Yeah. We said we were going to go to GameWorks. I think we invited you that day, but we didn't end up. But we had all that time to kill between.
Oh, my God. I love day drinking.
So Melissa and I go to the store right down the street from our house, buy 2 bottles of wine, a bottle of champagne. No, 3 bottles of wine because you bought the grape one too.
Yes,
there's like this. There's like the really fruity flavored wine that has like not a lot of alcohol, but it's delicious. You can drink it like grape juice.
Oh my gosh!
So like after you drink half the bottle, it's a big bottle.
Oh yeah,
you feel it. So we bought a couple bottles of wine, the champagne. I bought a 6-pack of ciders. We bought a lot of alcohol that day, and we bought fruit, and we made delicious sangria.
We added vodka to it, too. So it wasn't just, you know.
We had a little vodka.
I've seen some really cool sangria recipes that are, like, different than the sangria that I've made in the past. Like, the ones with white wine or the ones with champagne and stuff like that. Because I always did red wine sangria.
And that's what we did. We did a white wine sangria.
Yes, and that's, I want to do that this summer. It sounds very refreshing.
Yeah, we did white wine, Sprite, champagne, and juice.
Pog juice, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, pog juice is the bomb. Yeah.
And frozen strawberries and
mangoes.
Wasn't,
yeah.
God, put that in my mouth.
And we should make that today.
Yeah.
Well, we bought a big, like, my dad gave me, he's like, hey, for your margaritas, gave me, like, giant margarita glasses, 2 of them. So we both drank out of these giant margarita glasses. So after one drink, because we decided to play some card games. Your boyfriend was playing on his computer. We're playing some games because we're nerds. And after one drink, she's all giggly and red. She refuses to take off her sunglasses. I'm just like, I even tweeted about it because I'm like, I don't understand. I'm like, take your sunglasses off. You're like, no, my eyes are red and small. I'm like, I don't get it. But They were.
Not now.
Drunk logic. Well, I cannot take the sunglasses off. Not going to happen.
But she got like all blushed all over her body. It was so cute. But I get drunk. I get kind of crazy and sloppy.
Yeah.
Especially the drunker I get. I'm just like, woo, I want to have sex. Melissa is just the cutest freaking thing when she is drunk. Like, I'm jealous. Like, this is, and it's the cutest thing to watch. She's just like, yeah. Like, we were talking about, what are we going to have for dinner?
Something hearty.
And her boyfriend's like, I want something hearty. What can we get that's hearty? We're going to go out to get dinner. And she's like, you got some pork chops. what was the other ones you said? I have it.
There's a lot. You recorded me for a really long time.
I recorded for a couple minutes. I just had my phone there and I'm just dying laughing. Her boyfriend's like, what's going on? And I kind of, you know, nod my head over to my phone. He's like, oh.
We're documenting this.
Yes.
We're documenting her adorable drunkenness.
And it was great.
I wish anyone would think to, you know, tape me because I was cute. That would never happen. They would be taping me because I'm an idiot.
Which is, you know, always also very good to
please
have.
Please don't use that again. No one's going to watch this back and be like, oh, you were so cute when you drink. And be like, wow, you're a train wreck.
Yeah. Like, nope.
Sorry.
Yeah, we get pretty hardcore, Taryn, you know, when we drink. It's pretty fun.
I know.
It's fun in the moment.
I have a shot of Fireball in my purse at all times. This is not a lie. Just in case. You never know when you need to spice it up a little bit.
Just when
you could be just having regular beers and it's like, you know what would go really good with this right now? A little shot of Fireball. You never know.
I really want good food and some sangria.
Oh,
yeah. Anyone else down?
I want all that.
Okay, I think we should end the podcast. Go get some food.
Play some drinking games.
Yeah, we're not going to be home for like an hour anyway because of the traffic. So.
Well, I'm going to go to Ballard. So I'm going to Ballard after this and then I'll show you how to get home. No worries.
I know how to get home from Ballard.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Yay. Well, have fun this weekend, everybody, and play the drinking games. There's lots of good ones.
Let us know how that goes. If you celebrate Pride, we'd love to see your pictures. Just send them to us and hope you have a good weekend. It's going to be hot, so stay hydrated, please.
Keep your dogs and cats and all your little four-legged creatures very well hydrated.
Same with your babies and elderlies.
Yeah. It's going to be miserable hot.
Freaking elderlies. They just want to drink their tea. Freaking whiskey. I don't know. I don't hang around old people. I mean, unless you count BJ and he just likes a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Anyways. But yeah, thanks for listening to another edition of the broadcast.
Have an awesome weekend, y'all.